The Download, Threats from Space Mirrors and Credit for AI Drugs. Plus, the data center backlash is scrambling the midterm elections. This is today's edition of The Download, our weekday newsletter that provides a daily dose of what's going on in the world of technology. This company's plans to deploy space mirrors could jeopardize the night sky for many. A company that plans to beam sunlight from space to Earth on demand might unintentionally brighten the night sky for many more people than intended, according to a new study. Later this year, Reflect Orbital plans to launch a test satellite that will extend an 18 by 18 meter mirror in orbit. The goal is to eventually launch up to 50,000 larger satellites that can reflect sunlight to Earth on demand. Reflect Orbital says the technology could extend sunlight for solar panel charging, emergency response, and military activities. But new research suggests the giant beams could shine as bright as 10,000 full moons and scatter light over tens of kilometers, raising concerns about dark skies, aviation, and wildlife. Read the full story on the fierce debate over the space mirrors. Jonathan O'Callaghan. When AI designs a drug, who gets the credit? When In Silico Medicine used its computer models to propose a promising drug for pulmonary fibrosis, it enthusiastically claimed that the molecule had been discovered by generative AI. But when it filed a patent, the company made no mention of AI. Instead, it named five humans as the drug S inventors. The discrepancy points to a fascinating wrinkle in intellectual property law. No matter how fundamental an AI is to a discovery, when it comes to winning rights to an invention, it's humans, and only humans, who can take the credit. As AI models become capable of generating drug designs as easily as ChatGPT can write a thank you note, the question of who actually invented something could get much harder to answer. Here is how AI drug discovery could force patent law to confront what it means to invent. Antonio Rigolade. This story is from The Checkup, our weekly biotech newsletter. Sign up to receive it in your inbox every Thursday. The must reads. I've combed the internet to find you today's most fun, important, scary, fascinating stories about technology. 1. The data center backlash is scrambling the midterm elections. It's breaking the bipartisan consensus behind America's AI buildout. Axios. Plus, politicians are turning against the data centers they once championed. WSJ. Plus, across the political divide, people hate data centers. MIT Technology Review. 2. Ukraine plan to swarm Moscow airports with AI-guided drones. The stalled operation aimed to send 1,000 autonomous drones a night. Atlantic. Plus, Kyiv wants Musk's approval to use Starlink-equipped drones in Russia. FT. Plus, Ukraine's ex-defense minister wants defense tech funding from the U.S. Reuters. 3. A staggering 90% of biomedical papers show signs of AI use. A new study suggests it's far more common than previously thought. Nature. A third of new web pages also involve AI authorship. TechCrunch. Plus, AI for science needs reasoning, not just data. MIT Technology Review. 4. China plans to make the first landing at the moon's south pole this year. The Chang 7 mission will hunt for lunar ice. Scientific American. Plus, it will deploy robotic landers, rovers, and hopping probes. Reuters. 5. We need new measures of AI intelligence. Better experiments could reveal what AI actually understands. Quanta. Plus, and human-centered, context-specific metrics. MIT Technology Review. 6. A tech billionaire wants to automate the restaurant industry. Mark Lohr aims to control everything from production to delivery. FT. 7. An English county is rejecting Palantir for a homegrown platform. Greater Manchester insists it can do a better job itself. Wired. 8. New research estimates humans could live for 194 years. If we cure all the theoretically curable causes of aging. New Scientist. Plus, longevity enthusiasts are gaining influence. MIT Technology Review. 9. The galaxy's fastest star could show how a black hole warps spacetime. Its orbit could reveal the speed of Sagittarius A*S spin. Wired. 10. Mark Zuckerberg has bought an Irish castle. The 440-acre estate reportedly cost up to 30 million euros. Verge. Quote of the day. The emperor is a fan of Flock, and we must continue utilizing Flock technologies so that we can follow and surveil the rebel scum. Darth Vader, or at least a man in his costume, passionately defends Flock at a San Diego Public Safety Committee meeting, 404 Media reports. One more thing. Meet the new biologists treating LLMs like aliens. LLMs are such vast and complicated systems that nobody quite understands what they are, how they work, or what they can really do, not even the people who build them. That makes it hard to get a grip on their hallucinations, set up effective guardrails, and know when to trust them. So researchers are trying something different, studying them as if they were doing biology or neuroscience on vast living creatures, city-sized xenomorphs that have appeared in our midst. They're discovering that large language models are even weirder than they thought, but they also now have a clearer sense than ever of what these models can and can't do, and what's going on under the hood when they do unexpected things. Step inside the strange new science of understanding LLMs. Will Douglas heaven? We can still have nice things. A place for comfort, fun, and distraction to brighten up your day. Got any ideas? Drop me a line. Plus Beauty is in the eye of the beholder at the world's ugliest dog contest. Plus Blanky's free ambient sound mixer could help you work, focus, relax, and sleep. Plus slow motion footage of blissful bumblebees reveals they lick their lips after enjoying sweet treats. Plus the James Webb Space Telescope opens a treasure chest filled with stars in the stunning image from the Carina Nebula. Deep dive. The download. The download, Claude's inner workings in OpenAI's super app. Plus, OpenAI has unveiled its long-awaited super app. The download, Claude's inner workings and the future of world models. Plus, New York has become the first state to enact a data center moratorium. The download, the future of chipmaking and Anthropic's government clash. Plus, Meta is pausing an AI training program that tracks workers' keystrokes. The download, Anthropic launches Claude Science and California's carbon manure math. Plus, the US has lifted restrictions on Anthropic's Mythos and Fable models. Stay connected. Get the latest updates from MIT Technology Review. Discover special offers, top stories, upcoming events, and more.